Let's see if you're on. Go ahead and talk. Say something for me.
Check, check, one, two. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, let me see. You're number three. Try that again one more time.
Check, check, one, two.
You're golden. So you're Rob?
Yeah, my name's Rob.
Rob, and with which band?
I'm in a band called Mr. Loveless.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I think I just sent you guys either a Twitter or Facebook earlier today.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very sweet. So you guys are on tour right now.
Yeah.
And you're based out of the Bay Area as well.
Correct.
As well as us. Very cool. So yeah. Oakland.
Oakland.
And where are you going on your tour right now? Is this the first leg?
We started in L.A. That was the first stop. And then we drove straight to Austin.
Okay.
To do a...
How long was that drive?
28 hours.
20 hours?
28.
28 hours?
We broke it up. I mean, we stopped in Tucson, Arizona. And we actually had a show in Tucson, but we had to bail on it because we got offered a really, really good show in Austin on the same day. So we had to cut out a little early.
Ah, dude. Bogus.
But South By, you know, it's a South By show. And if it's a good one, you know, you got to jump on it. So we did.
Where was the show in South By?
The first South By Southwest show we did was actually, it was at Speakeasy on the Avenue,
okay,
which is right downtown on Congress.
Jake is back with us.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I left.
No, it's okay.
It's all good.
Jake was running around looking for Dead Bird Records as well, but Jake is here. Rob is here with Mr. Loveless.
Rob.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on. We appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, man. So they're based out of Oakland, California.
No shit.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys drive here as well?
Yeah, we've been on tour.
They just told us they drove here. It took them 28 hours. They had to skip over stop in Tucson, Arizona, in order to make a pretty cool show here.
We did a show on the 12th in Austin. It was like a South by Southwest interactive party. It was with Cults and another Oakland act, Wallpaper. You guys familiar with Wallpaper?
No.
You did it with Wallpaper, Barren Heaven, a bunch of big groups. It was great. I mean, it was a really well attended show, and it paid, and which is really rare for a South by show. So
wow,
yeah,
not bad.
So that's why we had to kind of skip out on Tucson. But so we did that, and then our official showcase was last night.
Okay,
where was that at?
That was at Club 606, and that is which is basically the root music.
Yeah.
It's the Root Music band page HQ for the duration of the music portion of the festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we played that last night, and it was exciting. You know, it was our first year South by Southwest, and to get an official showcase and to have it be well attended is really crazy.
How long has the band been together?
I'm 24, and the bass player and I started playing as Mr. Loveless when we were like 16, 17.
Okay.
But wow. You got a good little...
Yeah, you got a foundation.
I mean, the band, it's definitely... The bass player and I are the two consistent members.
Okay.
We've gone through a number of drummers and other members throughout the
years.
Hey,
don't talk bad about drummers.
Jake is a drummer.
Well, it's not nothing bad about drummers, it's like the Spinal Tap cliche, man. There's just always something that happens.
It turned into a little globule.
Exactly.
A little green globule.
There's just always something that happens, you know.
Drummers are, there's like a certain personality that is like prone to a drummer. And it's just like whatever type attitude. Like they're just like, it's just like floating. It's like there was always something.
I don't know. Quite a bit about you, Jake.
I don't know who said it, but there was like some quote, and it was something along the lines of like, you know, you have to be like a little bit like off your rocker if your passion is just beating on skins all day.
to be a drummer.
Just beat the hell out of shit.
My music teacher in high school had a good joke, and it's like, what's the what's the last thing you ever hear a What was the last thing you ever hear a drummer say that's a part of a band? Hey, guys, you want to try one of my songs?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And we don't need you anymore.
Goodbye.
Yeah. So you're here. So you're here tonight at Sahara Lounge for the...
it's our third show.
This is your third show of the trip. And where are you going next?
We have one more show at South By, which is also a Dead Bird show.
Oh, so you'll be at the... Is it the Big Knife?
Knife.
So it'll be it tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we'll be there. We're headlining that, so we're at like 12:30 a.m.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and then we go to Chicago.
Okay.
Detroit.
Okay.
And you're driving all there.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you got to do the show, then pack it up and go to Chicago.
Not right away. We get to have one day off.
Okay.
And then we'll drive.
And then when do you have to be in Chicago?
Chicago, we have to be in there. We have to be there by the 19th.
By the 19th, Jesus. That's when we head back to the Bay Area.
And then we'll do Detroit the day after that.
Okay.
And then we drive to Toronto, Canada.
Man, oh my God.
Yeah, because we're doing Canadian Music Week, which is a similar to the South by Southwest. There's like a conference.
But Canadian.
Yeah.
But Canadian.
Yeah.
So lamer or something.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm kidding to all the Canadians. Yeah. No,
all our Canadian fans are outraged.
Yeah.
They're all over the internet with pitchforks right now. Yeah.
They're storming the internet castle.
No, in case you didn't know, nobody listens to us in Canada.
Canada is really cool. I've actually always wanted to play there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've heard it's beautiful. Never been.
It is
Canada
really
is gorgeous.
That's
dude.
What I hear.
It's actually very misleading.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks that, like, a lot of people in America too think like Canada, boring. Canada, boring as shit.
Canada, America's little hat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's kind of it's kind of true. But, no, it's actually very, very beautiful up there.
Okay.
As beautiful country.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Well, I didn't mean to offend Canadians, but I love your bacon.
I don't think anyone's offended.
No. Okay. Good. Good. Well, no one's listening to us in Canada anyway. We are big in Japan. So when you road trip it to Japan, let us know. We'll have you back on the show.
That is something that we are working on.
Japan?
So,
yeah.
We on our website, we can see where the hits are coming all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time we get like one hit in Japan, we're huge in Japan right now. The Japanese are going crazy.
That's all you need.
We're like Elvis over there.
Yeah, Jake.
They just love us.
Jake San and Paul San are big in Japan. So you guys are going to be wrapped up when? When you head back home?
The 23rd?
23rd?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, wow.
Knowing us, we'll probably...
Linger a bit?
Yeah, we'll probably linger a bit. We'll probably want to hang out.
And, okay. And are you going to be playing any shows when you get back? When you're, like, homecoming?
Yeah. In Oakland, we do a thing called First Fridays, which is the first Friday of every month.
Okay.
Most of the venues are free. And
okay.
They have, like, an art walk, an art murmur
nice.
Type thing.
Where is that at?
That's all throughout downtown Oakland.
Okay.
I've never even heard of that. I've lived in the Bay Area my whole life.
Yeah.
It's like about 3 or 4 years old, and it's just really picked up steam in the last three years.
Kind of trying to bring a little bit of more of a music vibe.
Yeah, and so they keep, they keep a couple clubs open for free.
Okay.
And we're playing the Uptown in Oakland, which is right on Telegraph Avenue across from the Fox
nice.
Theater.
Okay.
We're playing there on First Friday, April 6th.
April 6th, First Fridays.
Yeah.
Mr. Loveless.
At the Uptown. Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, the next Bay Area show is April 27th at the Independent in San Francisco.
Okay. Good
nice,
venue.
Dude.
That's cool.
I'll try and check that out. He's yeah, from the city. We're broadcast out of the city. So
I'm right there. Maybe we'll cool. work on getting over there for that show.
Wonderful.
Is it on a weekend? What is that, April?
Yeah,
no,
I think it's a Friday or Saturday, yeah.
Beautiful.
I heard there's actually a film festival. Well, there's a couple, actually.
There's a couple in San
We tried time. To make one in Oakland. We tried to make one 4 months ago or so. Someone had told me about it. They do like a very... very low-key, kind of low-key independent films, kind of a festival in Oakland.
Okay.
We didn't make it. I don't know.
Okay.
Thought I'd throw that out there for nobody's convenience.
Thank you, everyone. Well, Japan thanks you. So
Japan
where can we go to? Where we can go to find you online?
Well, of course, we have a Facebook.
Okay.
Like
Mr.
everybody
Loveless
else in
Facebook.
The world. It's facebook.com/Mr. Loveless. Mr. is always spelled out, M-I-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Okay.
And then MrLoveless.com.
That's awesome. Do you guys have any CDs or any music tonight?
Yeah, we'll have some merchandise and stuff. You know, South by shows are kind of like, you know, for merch, it's like, if someone asks,
too
you
much.
Know, you
sure.
kinda, you allow them, you know, to have some or whatever, but we don't really, like, do the whole merch setup like
yeah.
a typical show.
Well,
yeah.
yeah,
we don't either.
Yeah, want a t-shirt?
This is downplayed. Like, this isn't like,
yeah.
you know, this is cool. This
yeah.
is tasteful.
Well,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
We don't really do the douchebag fucking idiot setup where we put down
yeah.
our t-shirts and CDs to sell.
We have women's smalls.
Don't look to your right.
But yeah, right? Yeah.
Fucking you, losers well, sell
t-shirts. One of us will have to come find you because what we're trying to do is in our normal show, we do like little bumpers and breaks and like our own little commercials. And we have outro and intro with different bands. So, you know, we can grab you later. Maybe we can grab some music. And we can link to you on our website as well.
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it'd be great to use your some Mr. Loveless music as a bumper in our show and everything.
Yeah,
cool. Tell people what they're hearing and blast it out.
Yeah, well, thanks, Rob. Rob from Mr. Loveless came and joined us.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right.